think it is a real joy, a blessing, an honor, a privilege to be able to be here another Monday afternoon, and we are grateful for the Lord loving us, having mercy upon us and helping us. As I said many times, I never get tired of saying it, when I couldn't help myself, now I could get around and breathe and do the kind of things that normal human beings do it, and I'm not talking about that, but so far as salvation is concerned and me being able to get out of my sins and be liberated, that took a higher power. The Bible said that me as a sinner, shaped iniquity and born in sin, by birth I was a sinner, had a sinful, shameful, depraved, Adamic nature, and didn't have to wonder about committing sin. It just came natural because I was born as a sinner. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me, a sinner, and had mercy upon me and changed me completely on the inside and put me in newness of life. For 41 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this wonderful salvation. It didn't cost me a thing. Cost Jesus everything. The only thing I had to do as a sinner when he gave me an invitation to come is take heed to his call and get repentant, get remorse, and get broken, contrite. And I did that. I was ashamed of myself and sorry that I sinned against God. Not just sorry that sin had caught up with me. I was sorry for that, all right, but I got past that. I saw it after God did saw it. I was broken, contrite, and I got remorse and repentant. I asked God to have mercy upon me, and I said to him, Lord Jesus, in my heart, have mercy upon me, a sinner, and save me. And I decreed in my heart that if he'd save me, I'd live for him. And he done just every bit of that and done it perfectly. And that'll never have to be done again. Thank God once you're saved, it's eternal. Jesus said, my sheep have eternal life. They won't ever perish. He said, no man's able to pluck them out of my hand. And I believe Jesus meant what he said and said what he meant. That doesn't last as me to run around, act like a fool and carol in my flesh. And I don't do that. I try to live godly, sober, and righteously in this present world today, trying to look forward to the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I know he's coming, and I believe real soon. But, beloved, I know that there's an old outward nature, and there's an inward nature, but inside me, thank God, there's a new nature, a divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, and thank God for 41 wonderful years. I've been transformed, I've been changed, I've been quickened, I've been made alive. The Bible said again in Ephesians chapter number 2, ye who were dead, past tense, in trespass and sin, you have been quickened and made alive. He quickened me, made me alive 41 wonderful years ago. Liberated me. Thank God gave me, without price and without money, a drink out of a well of living water whereby I'll never thirst again. Had been thirsty ever since that day when I got saved for the things of the world. I've been tempted, but there is no desire on the inside of me. There's no hungering and thirsting for the flesh. I hate the things of the flesh. That is the sinful things of the flesh. Beloved, my delight's not in the old rotten flesh. My delight's in the inward man. My delight's in the law of God. This law I'm going to meditate both day and night, that I might be like that tree that planted by the waters, that I might be able to bring forth fruit in due season. It ain't saying that when I got saved, he didn't license me to sin. Beloved, he called me to serve him and to love him and to live for him and to sanctify myself and cleanse myself daily from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Every child of God, been saved by the grace of God, has responsibility to come out among the world and be separate, thus saith the Lord. Touch not, handle not the unclean thing. He said, I'll be your God. He said, you can be my people. And I'm glad I am, thank God, a little bit of sheep. Not much of anything at all, but thank God I know who the great shepherd, the chief shepherd is. Beloved, I'm just one of his little insignificant sheep. I'm not much of anything and don't claim to be, but I am what little I am. That's very little, only by the grace of God. The good part about me is Jesus. But in saying all that, I'm trying to tell you this afternoon, once you're saved, it's eternal, and the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. Now, that means you can get out and now live like you want to live. That is, if you want to deny your flesh, and you really don't want to do that as a Christian, but although some have. They fall on their face and they act like a fool, and you can't hardly tell them any different from the people of the world. But that won't unsave them, beloved. You're not saved by works, by being good or doing good works. You're saved by grace through faith in that, not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation was paid for in full at Calvary, and Jesus bore our sins, his own body, on the tree. And I'm trying to tell you, beloved, once you're saved, it's eternal. Gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. I'm a member of his flesh and the body of his bones. When he comes back in the clouds of glory and the trump of God sound, those that have died in Christ and we which are alive in him shall be caught up in chains in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, so shall we ever be the Lord. What a wonderful time that's going to be when Jesus comes. Thank God, and the trumpet sounds, and all those that have died in him, all those that are alive in him, transformed and changed. Thank God, going up and going out, go want to be with the Lord forever, meet the Lord now, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Beloved, you're saved, truly saved. I'm not talking about a mind salvation. I'm not talking about the case of the do-betters, the feel-betters, or turning over a new leaf, but getting religious. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being genuinely saved, beloved, born again, redeemed by the blood, and having a transformation, operation of faith performed on your heart. You've got to have a heart, a spiritual heart transplant. The Bible said the operation of faith. God's got to take his cut in two. That'd be the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, divide the son of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, give you discernment of their seeking intent and thought of your heart. Then when he shows you yourself to you, and you respond is all in a positive way, and you get remorse and you get repentant, you give up yourself and you cry out to God for mercy, forgive me sin. That's what it means. It said, whosoever, that's anybody and everybody, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Beloved, you can't call him, he's not heard, you can't hear without a preacher, and he cannot preach except he be sent. Salvation is a gift of God, but it doesn't license you to run around act like a fool. If you've really been saved and born again, you're not going to live long if you live by the will of God. The Bible said, in Hebrews, if we sin willfully, talking to Christians, if we sin willfully after we see the knowledge of that's and actually been saved, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain people looking for a fire in the nation which shall devour the adversaries. I'm telling you, God will get your attention. Should there's a God in heaven, beloved, you will and can, if you're not careful, sin unto death. You'll sin unto death. You'll die before your time. Die prematurely, be saved yet, so as by fire, but suffer a great loss. And there was a fool in the book of Corinthians, and there's been a lot of fools, and this man had his stepmother to wife, his daddy's wife, and it was his stepmother. Of course, he was one of that, probably a man of renown in the church there at Corinth in Greece, and he thought, I guess, he was something special, and he was above the rest of them, because nobody wouldn't say anything about or to him about his abominable and ungodly ways in the church. And Paul said this to him in his letter to it took a rock Corinth at Greece. He said to them, as such as one, he said, you see, as he's puffed up, and you're puffed up, and you're not done anything about this. He said, well, my spirit is with the Lord Jesus. When you gather again, he said, but with our spirit, he said, deliver him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. That was a saved man. But, beloved, he was a sinful person, and, of course, he was given over for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. He don't have to do it a second time, the third time. He didn't tell you, you've got to be born again, again and again and again. He just said, you've got to be born again. That's one time, the second birth, that's the Lord from heaven. And when you experience that birth, that's supernatural. That's a transformation. That's an operation. That's something that God does on the inside of you that you never get over. Now, you can fall as a Christian, absolutely. You better read your Bible. Or just about all in the Bible made some type of mistake. Not all of them, but a lot of them. The most of them did, beloved, but it didn't save them. Every one of them, of course, died in faith. The one that was looking for the Messiah before Jesus come, looked far to the cross. Beloved, they were saved because they placed their faith in him. They repented. They believed what they heard. They received what they heard about Messiah coming, a Savior, beloved, and they accepted that. And they were accepted into the beloved. Beloved, and since that time, they looked far to the cross. We look back to the cross. We see what Jesus done. It was made, of course, in time past. It was a mystery. And only certain one of those prophets of old who were meat eaters, that is, they were close, they were clean, they were upright, and they practiced what they preached, and they lived it in front of others. God enlightened them and gave them great depth and insight, many of them, and they prophesied about Messiah, about the suffering servant, about David in Psalm 22, and all through the Psalm, there's little tidbits in there, brother, where's the gold nuggets as to where they prophesied about the Savior coming. Isaiah had a pretty picture about him, about his crucifixion, about his death, about his burial, about his resurrection, about his immaculate birth, all through there. Zechariah talked about being sold out with 30 pieces of silver. These men knew about the Messiah coming, even those when he got there, and of course, Mary brought him into the temple there. There was an old prophet there. There was a godly woman, a prophetess there. Of course, they was waiting there, and the Holy Ghost willed on them. They were going to see the Lord's Messiah. They knew about what was to be and what was coming. These people practiced what they preached. They tried to walk worthy vocation, where they didn't call, and God enlightened them and showed things on them as he does today to those that are trying to do his blessed will. But when you say, praise God, it's eternally settled. It's eternally settled. The Bible said he changes our course, establishes. You see what established means, don't you? That means it's made for sure. He's established our going. Thank God. Changes our course, establishes our going, puts our feet on the solid rock. Thank God. The Bible said the rock course is Christ, and against the hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. Now, thank God, I'm a member of his
flesh and of his body and of his bones. An inseparable, pure, perfect salvation. The Bible said the spirits of just men made perfect. When you get saved, praise God, if it weren't perfect and live in you, if it weren't perfect, he couldn't and would not live in you. It had to have a house cleaning, beloved. The only thing it can cleanse you, wash you, beloved, and make you white on the inside is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said the blood of God's own Son, Lord Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God for the Savior, the Messiah, the Divine One, the Immaculate One, the only one, thank God, that's able to save you from your sins and keep you from dying in sin and going to hell. God has highly exalted him, gave him a name above every name. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby all the world, thank God, must be saved. I'm glad I know these things. I'm not boasting. If I boast of being him, he's only a good thing about me. But, beloved, nevertheless, I am what little I am only by the grace of God. But, beloved, he is the Son of God, the Savior, the Messiah, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank God that one day, beloved, they're not going to spit on him this time. They're not going to mock him. They're not going to scoff him. They're not going to use his name as a byword. Beloved, they're not going to put him down. He's going to bring, of course, destruction, total annihilation, destruction upon the devil and all this crowd at the battle of Armageddon. And, beloved, he's going to set up his earthly kingdom here on this earth, beloved. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And beloved, it will be one day after a while. There will be a glorious millennial reign of 1,000 years. When the Bible says, when the Lord cover the earth, as the waters cover the sea. I'm looking forward to it. Every man goes to his own vine and his own fig tree. Thank God, that's the fruit of your labors. If you've been faithful of a few things, you'll make it rule over many. I'm looking forward to this golden day when Jesus comes, and beloved, when we come back with him in the clouds to bring judgment upon the devil and establish his kingdom. That's not the end, that's just the beginning. And then in the new heaven and the earth forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, the world without end. No time, no more, no pain, no problem, no suffering. What a great time it's going to be when Jesus comes. If you're not ready, you better get prepared. You better get prepared. You better get some oil in your lamp. Beloved, that's the Holy Spirit. You can't obtain this oil if you don't repent. You don't believe and see what God said about his Son. Beloved, outside that, you're destitute. You're on your way to hell. You must repent and be born again. Jesus said, except you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Sometime the time just about gone. Write to us and pray for us. And God bless you. It's our prayer in his name.